May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the recitation of Surah Yasin Sharif. May Allah ta'ala send the sawab to all the marhumeen, especially those who are relatives and close ones who passed away recently. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa to all those who are sick and ailing. May Allah fulfill all our hajat and needs. May Allah change the condition of the ummah, the plight the ummah is going through at the moment. So every place in the globe, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make peace, aman, afiyat. May Allah ta'ala shower us with His rains of mercy. And even the rains that we require, Allah remove any drought. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to make amends. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq to turn to Him and to make sincere tawbah and istighfar. Until we don't make sincere tawbah and istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold back His rahmat from us. And then we can do what we want to do, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bless us. But we need to turn to Allah. We need to be sincere. Tawbah, as I mentioned last week in the other program, we need to leave out the sin that we are committing. Abandon that sin. Feel the nadamat and the pain and the remorse. Feel ashamed of having committed that sin. And make a firm resolution that we will not commit that sin again. This is correct tawbah. And if it involves the rights of fellow brothers or sisters, then we should give back those rights. Because we are not fulfilling the rights of Allah and the rights of our fellow human beings, huququllah and huququl ibad, then we are going through various type of difficulties. Every day there is a new challenge, there is a new fitna. Every single day. Different things. Our forefathers never even imagined those things will ever take place. Allah knows best what is going to happen in the future. What lies await for our children, grandchildren, our progeny. But if the correct tarbiyat is made of our children, inshallah they will be steadfast on iman. And then Allah will protect them from the clutches of Dajjal. Allah will protect them from all types of fitna. So ourselves also, we have to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect our family members to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our relatives, our friends, our musallis, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have that pain in our heart any longer for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because each person is preoccupied in his own dunya. Everybody is just chasing and chasing and chasing. We are deceiving people, we are cheating, we are lying, involved in fraud, haram activities, zina, riba. And we expect to draw the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to hear something new from the ulama. Some new verses we want to hear. Something else, something spicy, just to massage our nafs. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters, I mentioned so many times, Allah, I am the weakest of all of you. Allah ta'ala must cover our faults. But we can see dark clouds in front of us now. If we are not going to wake up now, then it will be too late. So we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. Instead of bickering and arguing and fighting over few coins, few pennies. When are we going to realize that this dunya is going to come to an end? Maut strikes, maut comes suddenly. How often we had people close, we said, I just met him now. And the next moment you hear he has left this world, or she has left this world. May Allah forgive all the marhumin, may Allah give them the highest of stages, may Allah ta'ala protect us, our iman, may Allah keep us steadfast on iman. And that is why we have gathered here to make tawbah istighfar. These gatherings are not just for sitting, just passing over time, but it is to make sincere tawbah istighfar and to change the direction of our life. To seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want Allah ta'ala to love us. So we need to love Allah Rabbul Izzat. So to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to cleanse and purify our hearts. Our hearts have become clogged with sins, with ma'asiyat, with vice, with evil, anger, pride, jealousy, malice, hatred, love of dunya. We need to wash away these sins. And one of the effective ways is tawbah, istighfar, and dhikrullah. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a small thing. Extremely powerful, extremely powerful. The whole existence of this world will come to an end when there be no person saying the name Allah, Allah. The moment nobody is taking Allah, Allah, then the world will cease to continue. So Allah, Allah is so powerful. La ilaha illallah. We negate from our hearts all the evils and all the vice that is collected in our hearts. And illallah, the nur of Allah penetrates into our heart. When a person says, La ilaha illallah, it reaches the arsh of Allah. There is no hijab between the La ilaha illallah that the person recites and the arsh of Allah. It reaches there immediately. And from there comes a beacon of nur coming onto the heart of the believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true dhakireen, true shakireen. It's not on only certain occasions, only once a week we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, every single day in solitude, at home, sit in one corner a few minutes or after salat, wherever it is, and don't disturb any person, and take the name of Allah in the most beautiful way. And ponder and reflect over Allah's greatness, Allah's might, Allah's power, Allah's supremacy. The love Allah has for us. How much Allah has given us. And He continues to give us. So we have to be grateful bandas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make true shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar. Then we will see nur coming into our lives, barakat coming into our lives. Everything is working for us so beautifully. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Istad Durus Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي خير وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله فضل وسؤال وسلم يا الله يا الله هم قلني قاره هم سياقاره هم كمزوره هم زغيف يا الله تو رحيم يا الله تو كريم يا الله يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة يا الله forgive us every single sin we committed Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, Ya Allah. In the darkness of the night, Ya Allah. Broad daylight, in public, in privacy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humari diloko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana, Ya Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Make it be bright and shining and white again, Ya Allah. Give us a ta'alluq with you, Ya Allah. Bond with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the ta'alluq and bond with you, my Allah.
give us that ma'iyyah to you, my Allah. Make us become yours now, my Allah. You become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, have rahmat the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the condition of the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, miyadat, halawat of iman, istiqamat, and taqwa. Give us barakat, give us sihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirin, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin, vilam of the zalimin. Protect our masajid, our madaris, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our khankas, Ya Allah. Protect our tablighi jamaat, Ya Allah. Protect our ulama, protect our students, my Allah. Protect our elders, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Protect the men, the women, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect every ummati of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us to prepare for the life after maut, my Allah. We do not know when maut, Ya Allah, is going to strike, Ya Allah. We do not know when maut is written for us, where it is written for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let maut see us in the condition, my Allah. Let maut come to us in such a condition, Ya Allah, that you are pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be in a bad condition, my Allah. Let us not be involved in any sin and ma'asiyah at that time, my Allah. But let us be reciting the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Make us be in sajda, my Allah. Make us be in ibadat, my Allah. Make us be in your path, my Allah. Because we recite in Quran Sharif at least, my Allah. Ya Allah, your tilawat of your Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever condition, Ya Allah, but let it be a good condition, my Allah. A condition that you are happy with, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our lives, in our properties, Ya Allah, in our wives and children, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the wealth that you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, Ya Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Unite the ummat, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and muhabbat and love and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all the marhumin give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. So many have passed away recently, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Give us mawti madina sharif, bil jannatul baqi, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Kuthur water from Rasulullah, Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny. Allah, our mashayikh, our students, Ya Allah, our musallis, mutalliqeen, Ya Allah. Our friends, our relatives, my Allah. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat and needs we have tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening at home, our brothers have come here tonight, my Allah. Solely for your pleasure, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our worries, our sorrows, our grief, our hardships, Ya Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. Protect them, Ya Allah. Make them hifazat, my Allah. Make them huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Make them anki tandak, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, shower your rains of mercy upon us, my Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, abundant and beneficial rain, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever there is drought, my Allah, remove the drought, my Allah. Fill our dams, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, with beneficial water. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.